December 25, God's Unspeakable Gift. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Last night, Christmas Eve, celebration was held in the Battle Creek Tabernacle, and it passed off well, modestly, solemnly, and with gratitude expressed in everything done and said, because Jesus, the Prince of Life, had come to our world, a babe in Bethlehem, to be an offering for sin. He came to fulfill the predictions of the prophets and seers, which He had instructed them to utter to fulfill the counsels of heaven, and in the great mission and work verify His own word. And for this, every soul is under the most solemn obligation and gratitude to God, that Jesus, the world's Redeemer, has pledged Himself to accomplish the full salvation of every son and daughter of Adam. If they do not accept the heavenly gift, they have only themselves to blame. The sacrifice was ample, wholly consistent with the justice and honor of God's holy law. The innocent suffered for the guilty, and this should call forth gratitude full and complete. At 10:30, December 25, I spoke to those assembled at the tabernacle. The Lord gave me most earnest words to speak. I tried to present the matter in the light of God's word, that the work of labor for the salvation of souls does not rest alone upon the delegated minister, but that to every man God has given His work. The Lord's work is to be carried forward by the living members of Christ's body, and in the great divine appointment of God, each one is to be educated to act a part in the conversion of souls. He has enlisted in the army of the Lord, not for ease, not to study his own amusement, but to endure hardships as a faithful soldier of the cross of Christ. Every private must act his part, be vigilant, be courageous, be true. After I had occupied about 50 minutes, many excellent testimonies were born. We returned home and called to our dinner Fred Walling, my niece's son, his wife, his wife's mother, and they came with their two little ones, a babe of 3 months and a boy of 6 years. These were strangers and poor and needed this little encouragement. Manuscript 24, December 25, 1889, Diary.